Welcome back to another episode this week. It's a little bit late this week because we had a really hectic first couple of days. Charlene would say that I kept putting it off, but
he did, because ever since like freaking Saturday, I was like, come on, we got to get this going. We got to get this going.
Yeah, she wanted to do it Saturday because this my birthday was Monday, but we're celebrating my on the weekend. Yeah. But I turned 21 years old.
He
finally
turned 21.
I think we've been doing this podcast since I was 19.
Yeah.
Jeez. Imagine like whoever has stuck with us since then, 19 years old. That's almost two years.
We started doing it all like freshly 22.
Mm-hmm. You had just like literally like a week or two before you had
I was 23. I had just turned 23.
You had just turned 23.
Yeah.
But yeah, I turned 21 Monday, but we celebrated it this past weekend.
We celebrated on Saturday.
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but I'm not much of a drinker. And I just don't really like drinking or like what it does to you.
He didn't like drinking or what it did to you.
Yeah. Well, still, it's not like the most favorite thing, but I decided that I would try at least to drink a little bit, like see what it makes me feel like.
No, he's been like leading up to it. Like for the past couple of weekends, he's been like making like Malibu sunrises and trying the Cayman Jack.
The margarita drinks. If you drink him, you probably know. Yeah. But yeah, I would drink him here and there. And then Saturday, we're like, okay, we're going to drink. Because
we had planned it out. I was like,
we planned it out for a long, long time.
Long time.
So we're like, okay, we're going to get that done. And Saturday was super fun. Like I've never drank in, like the most I've done is take sips of drinks. Other than like leading up to it, I've drank a drink or two here and
he's
there.
He's tried maybe like two shots with me.
Yeah.
Like they're a shot not of even Kinky, like, which is like nothing.
Yeah.
And then when I first turned 21, we went and like got the freaking, what were they called?
I don't know.
They're the miniatures, because at the time they were still selling miniatures, but they were like the 99s.
Oh, I just like smelled them.
And those were so disgusting.
I feel like I remember right. I just took a smell of them. I didn't even taste them. But I never have gotten drunk or tipsy. I never even know what it felt like.
Never.
So this Saturday I drank, and I was already drinking. Charlene drank before me, and I was like, oh shit, I have to catch up.
I was taking shots after work. I was like, you know what? I've been waiting for this motherfucking day.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, I have to catch up with her. So I was like drinking a bunch, and then she's like, oh shoot, hold up, I have to wait a little bit. And so I was like, fuck. I was like, what am I going to do? Because I'm like already drinking a bunch. And so I had to wait like a full hour or two. And then finally, we both started drinking. We put music on. And because like the way I wanted it to be, it was just like me and her relaxing. We're in a safe space. We're at our house and we just have music on and a nice movie, because we didn't have internet. I don't know if we mentioned it last week.
It went out
right before we put out the podcast.
Yeah,
that last week we didn't have internet for a whole like full week.
We didn't have internet for a full week
from Tuesday to Tuesday. And it fucking sucked, because that's all we had to do.
Was like watch movies.
Everything we have, all the TVs, all everything runs off of internet.
Yeah.
And thank the Lord, Charlene's a DVD obsessed person.
Thank God, my movie collection's amazing.
Yeah, she has some pretty good movies. So that's what we survived off this whole week. And it just bothered me so bad.
It did. He was like getting like by Tuesday morning, he was just like, I'm tired of this.
And like, I'm like, Tuesday morning, wrong? I woke up sad. And then the fucking thought of not having internet bothered me even more. So I was like,
we're getting internet today. Relax.
I know. And finally, we have internet now. Hopefully, it doesn't go out.
God.
Charlene suspects that it was some people walking by. Because right now, where we live, it's like a field. Like we've said it before, like a forest.
Like our backyard isn't fenced.
And it's like an alleyway to the forest. So Charlene said at some point, she saw some people.
Right before the internet went out, there was these people in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And they were like cutting some kind of shit. And my dad came over
Sunday.
My dad came over Sunday and he was like, you guys still don't have internet? And right away, you know how freaking dads are. He started looking around and he's like, Shahar, come over here. And he's like, you see these wires? He's like, this is why you don't have internet. Someone fucking cut the wires.
Yeah.
And it turns out he was right. Somebody did cut the wires.
Yeah. It could have been those people if they were fucking around back there.
Yeah. Because what a coinky dink that they were there and all of a sudden we don't have internet.
Mm-hmm. And then there's these like weird ass people that keep coming by here. People. And I swear, because there was like problems with the plumbing that the landlord was trying to get fixed. We'll get back to our drinking story, but I'm going to tell this first. they had to fix the plumbing here before, like right before we moved in, mm-hmm. even during while we were moving in. And they had a tarp and they left the tarp here. They tied it. And lately these sketchy ass people have been coming by. And when I was coming back from work yesterday, they stole, I caught him stealing the tarp.
But there's like, there's no reason to steal it because it was just there.
Yeah, it wasn't ours. So I don't give a shit. You could take it. And, but like he took it and he straight up like took off sprinting. Like I was going to go and yell at him for the tarp.
Yeah.
And I swear, cause it's a girl and a guy. And I think they have their family living in the woods.
Like, and they've actually been walking since like last week mm-hmm. too.
And they have the tarp cause we can see from our house, they have the tarp tied up and it, you could hear kids like playing or talking or crying and stuff from there.
Yeah.
And I was telling you yesterday, I was like, no way. I think they actually like are living there because I think they keep walking back and forth. Cause there's like a, I think they do drugs and whoever they get the drugs from.
Cause like last week I noticed that they started walking back and forth like mm-hmm. three motherfucking times. I'm like, and nobody's doing that much exercise.
And if you see, if you look at them, I know it's sad to say, but if you look at them, you know that they're on drugs and they're not in the best situation. Yeah. So I think they're actually like living there so they don't have to walk back and forth anymore. They just like are close, which sucks.
It's awful what people do for their addiction.
Yeah. Especially with kids with them. I swear there was kids cause I could hear them talking.
Yeah.
But the night that we were drinking, I never knew what it felt like to be tipsy or drunk. I just knew what the movies made it seem like.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to be all stupid, but it straight up felt like I could feel the way that I feel is like, I could feel myself. This is what I learned about myself. Is I learned that I can feel it myself. Like each kind of drink, I can feel myself getting more and more like,
oh, wait till they just all hit you at once.
Yeah. But I thought being drunk, we were going to be like all like weird. I guess like if I kept drinking more, you would probably get like how the movies are or something like that. But to me, it felt like when I was high, but it didn't felt, I told you when I was drinking, right? But right now that I'm sober, it felt like I was high, but it didn't feel like when I was high. When I was high, I was like paranoid and scary, that's like the symptoms of weed.
But I feel like when Jaden smoked weed, I feel like he made himself feel those things.
It's because like I had bad experiences with weed. Have I talked about it on the podcast?
I'm not too sure.
I don't know. Should I say it? I don't know. I don't remember if I did, but I've smoked weed before when I was like 13 or 14.
Young.
And I swear it was laced because when I took it, I kept like tripping out. Like it straight up felt like I was doing another kind of drug. I don't know what was in that weed. It came from like some sketchy person too. So I don't know.
He was
know.
On that nose candy.
I don't know what happened, but I like that. Ever since then, I vowed to never, ever touch it again.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why I got into my head when we were in Denver, and because that was supposed to be a podcast too. We were supposed to drink on my birthday and do like a tipsy drunk podcast.
Yeah, but Jane got in his head again and was like, I can't do this.
No, I wasn't scared. Like,
no, I'm just kidding.
Literally when I was drinking, it felt like when I was high, but I felt like stress-free. Like, I know it's sad to say, but I can see why people drink and get addicted to drinking because like the way it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Because like I felt like stress-free. Like I was just sitting there listening to music, talking to you, having fun. But it's not something I could do all the time. Like the next day we went to go eat breakfast and I felt so sick. Like we were sitting at the table and I thought I was going to throw up on the table. So I was like, nope.
And I have a really high like tolerance. So I could take like quite a bit and then I'll still be fine. I've never woken up with a hangover or anything.
Yeah.
But Jane was like, you need to get on my level. You need to get on my level. I'm like, I'm taking the shots with you.
Because
what do you mean?
I could feel myself getting drunk or whatever you want to call it. But she has such a high tolerance that she wasn't doing it. So she had to take shots while I was just stopped.
Like I would get up and he's like, you need to take two more shots because you need to be on my level. I'm like, BBI.
Cause we had been planning this forever and I wasn't going to just like be the only one. Cause I've been around drunk people and I don't like the way drunk people are. Cause it's like when you're sober, it's not fun.
Yeah. Cause Jaden, like I would be drinking, like let's say we have like a family party and I drink, he would literally like, leave me.
Not in a mean way.
He would
way,
be like, I'll be back.
But Charlene would be like all, I don't know. I don't like
I'm
the
fun,
way people get.
But I'm fun.
But you have to look at it from when you're sober. It's not like, it's not the same. Like you can't have fun with drunk people because it just doesn't mix. It has to be drunk people with drunk people to have fun.
Yeah.
But that's why I wanted her to get there, because I didn't want to be the weird one or annoying one. Because I know I kept talking to you over and over, and I kept saying sorry that I'm talking so much.
But you always talk. There to me, I was like, there's no difference.
Yeah. But I had fun that night. I guess I got drunk or something. I don't know.
I think he got tipsy.
I don't know.
He was like taking like Ciroc shots, like, because he went to take his first one, and I'm like, he's not going to like it. Mm-hmm. And he took it like nothing. And he was like expecting it to be like awful. And like, Ciroc isn't bad.
Once, when we first got the bottle, I touched it with my tongue and it literally felt like static on my tongue. And I was like, that shit numbed my tongue real quick. I'm not taking that. And so I got bold. I was like, fuck it. It's your 21st. Just do it. You can do it. So I took a drink and I expected to, like, I had a juice there if I needed it. And I went to go drive it and I took it and I was like, I looked at Charlene and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's not bad at all.
And like, I feel like I messed up because like I took 2 tequila shots right after work and then I went to take 2 more, but the other ones I feel like I didn't take it right. Mm-hmm. So I like, after that, because before I've gotten sick off tequila before. And so, well, like my 21st birthday, I got sick off tequila. And so if I overthink the tequila shot, I can drink it. And tequila is my favorite freaking thing to drink. I love tequila so much. Actually, like, I have 3 bottles in our freezer right now of tequila.
Yeah, that will probably never be fully drinking.
No, they will.
How long will it take?
It'll take a while.
But yeah, I had a fun 21st birthday. We had no internet, so we survived off movies, DVD movies, which is like early 2000s. Like, yeah. When I was little, we didn't have internet, so that's what we used to do.
I was like, these are the good old days. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Like, lately, I was telling you to, I just been wanting to like stop getting on social media a lot. Like, especially with what's been going on in our town with like the water and like people just being like hateful and blaming everybody and like just the way people like keep talking and like the look on social media, and I would start like being like getting in a bad mood. It would put me in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And so I've been wanting to just like get on, like, lately I've been like slowly cutting down. Like, if I catch myself on Facebook, I'll get off, or the only thing I'll stay on is on TikTok. And if it's bad videos, I'll just skip past them. I'll only watch the funny ones.
Yeah.
But what do you think about all the hateful stuff on social media?
I've been hating it too. I'm just like,
especially like here in town, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, I just can't even, like, it's always like fucking shitty people on like, I don't know. It's just like dumb. And then like even in town, in person, don't you think people are like shitty as fuck too? Like lately they've been like really shitty and it's just been bumming my mood out. I'm like, I thank the Lord I don't have to deal with people face to face at my job. Like, for real, for real.
For real, for real.
Because, like, I don't know, social media too. Like, everybody, because it's social media, everybody thinks that their opinion matters. And then if you argue against them, they still argue with you. Like, their opinion matters.
Yeah.
And I tell Charlene all the time, because, like, we see him and it's like they're arguing about stuff that obviously, like, we know much about and stuff. And these people are just, like, putting their opinions out there. And I tell her, I was like, you can't argue. Not that we would do it in the first place, but you can't argue. Like, I tell her these people are stupid, that because they argue back and forth online. And I tell her they're stupid as fuck because they're just stupid people. You can't win an argument arguing with stupid people.
I remember
people.
Like one time I went to go show him like a comment of like somebody that commented and he was like, I don't want to see it. He was like, I don't want to see that negativity or something you said like that.
Because the way with me, with other people, it probably isn't the same, but with me, I get bothered by seeing it. Like, it feels like it's directed towards me. That's how it is when I read comments like that. Like, I put myself in a situation like, am I doing something? Like, what they're saying is wrong. Am I doing that? And does that make me a bad person? And it starts bothering me. I know it's probably not the... It's just how my brain is. That's how my brain takes it.
Yeah. I don't see it like that. I don't know. To me, I'm just like... I think people are so fucking stupid for like even putting like stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's like lately, in the past like couple of years, social media, it's like turned into like nothing but a platform to like bash other people.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it turned into. I like every day I miss how social media used to be when I was in middle school.
I think that's why, like, it was TikTok, such
because, like, a new thing. Yeah. Nobody was on it. Nobody was on, like, yeah, there was people on there hating on people and talking shit about him. There's always been those, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. Like, back then, social media was, like, fun and new, and people would upload on Vine, and it was, like, funny.
I miss Vine. I miss Vine so much.
Nowadays, like, TikTok, it's, like, transactional. Everybody's trying to get likes and follows. Why do you think everybody does, watch part two or watch part three when they could fit it all into one video?
I know, they made it, views. They, like, made it into, like,
10 minutes long video.
But, like, I try to record TikTok and it's, like, only a minute.
You have to have a certain amount of subscribers or followers to get it, I think. But it's just, it's so transactional nowadays, even, like, everywhere. We will still be posting on our social medias. I just, on my own, don't want to be on there no more.
No.
It just bothers me. And I have been feeling better ever since I stopped.
Which is good. You know, you need to do what's best for you. What's best for your mental health. Because mental health isn't talked about as much as
especially with that, because like you like your face, you probably were like, oh, why would you do that? It's just like the way I am. I don't know why I put myself there. Like, somebody can be like, oh, yada yada, like, even it can be something stupid as
like, oh, someone smells like dog shit, and you're like, oh, I smell like dog shit.
Or like, they'll be like, oh, people that do this deserve to go to hell or something, and I happen to do that, and I'm like,
what?
I don't know, like, eat a certain way or use something,
or I'll be like, I'll meet you there, baby girl.
Yeah, but that's not like, and then I start thinking, I'm like, oh, am I actually like bad? Am I a bad person for doing that? It's just like, I don't know. It's not like me. It's like myself, like my consciousness telling me that.
I guess it makes sense.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it that good, but that's pretty much why. Yeah. I'm excited to not do it.
Nobody ever tells me I'm going to hell. I'm like, probably.
Oh, I don't know. That's just an example. That's probably never happened, but that's just something to try and figure it out too.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
What else? What have you been up to?
Well, lately, me and Jaden, well, since like end of June, I've been thinking, I'm like, I need to change my life up. You know, I'm tired of going into like my family's house and like, oh, la gordita. She's here. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I've been like thinking, I'm like, okay, I need to start working out again, being better. And I told him, I'm like, I think I want to do the 75 hard. Mm. And he was like, oh, that'd be good for you. And then he decided he would do it with me. And I wasn't going to start until September. But this crazy freaking person turned 21 and was like, we're going to start the day after. Mm. And I'm like, you know, it's 75 days in the alcohol and you just turned 21. You want to explore. And he's like, I'll be fine. No. I'll do 75 hard.
Because the way I think is like, what better time to do it than right away? Yeah. Get it over and done with and you'll be happy that you did it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I explained it, but 75 hard. It's like, there's this guy who came up with it and he said it's called 75 hard because it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. You have to pick a diet. And this is all for 75 days. You have to pick a diet and stick to it. You have to work out twice. 2 45-minute workouts a day. And one of them has to be outside. You have to drink a gallon of water a day. You have to take a progress picture every single day. And you have to read 10 pages of a non-fictional book a day. And so he's like, it's mentally, it's pretty much physically like challenging.
A challenge to teach you discipline, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like to get you like double down and get you to do it.
Yeah. And so I've been thinking, I was like, okay, you know what? I mentally prepared myself for it. I'm like, I need to do this. I need to be this strict on myself. So that way I feel happy about myself. Mm. And like Jaden like has seen it. And yeah. So
like the way she is, I don't like seeing her like that. And for me, I'm doing it because I do want to make a change.
Not
for myself
that he doesn't
too.
Like me seeing me chunky. He doesn't like
to see Oh no, me. Not like that. But I don't like the way I don't like seeing her the way that she feels about herself. Yeah. That's how I meant it.
Yeah.
But what?
I don't know. I'm just like, imagine hearing that for the first time and someone's like, oh, what the fuck? He just
No. But go ahead.
Oh yeah. So we started 2 days ago. This is day two, finishing up, and it's going absolutely amazing. Like, we're doing super good. You know, I was on TikTok today and I saw Cheetos and I'm like, oh, I need me some hot Cheetos. Yeah. But I mean, 75 days. Of course, I'm not going to just do 75 days and then go all that work go to waste. Mm-hmm. No, I'm still going to eat clean. I'm still going to work out. But if I want to enjoy a Cheeto or two, I'm going to enjoy a Cheeto or two. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell Charlene, because I've done like my own kind of challenge thing before. And I've gotten like really, I mean, I would say really fit for myself.
It was thin.
I was like, the way I was muscular, I felt nice. But I felt like
if I go above 170, he was like,
not then. Oh, that was like high school. Not when I did. I started like a kind of fitness thing right after high, like right when I graduated that November or September.
Oh yeah, you did. It was November.
November 11th. I remember. And that was like, ever since then, I've worked out every single day, at least four times a week.
Yeah.
And I haven't stopped since then, but I went on like a strict diet for myself for the first.
Strict as hell.
It was chicken and green beans every meal, or every except for breakfast. Every single
fucking meal was chicken and green beans.
I did that for like 5 months, and I got like.
Until I had training for work.
Mm-hmm. I got like, I would say kind of ripped, not like showing abs, but I got like pretty lean.
Yeah.
And I felt so nice because I was muscular, but I didn't like my mood and my body just didn't feel good because I wasn't supplying myself right. Because like, I was just like, beans. I was just like, pretty much food was just fuel at that point, like to get me not through to fall day. Asleep or pass out. Because remember how bad it was? I would call you because we weren't living together then. And I would be like almost to pass out when I would be working out because I had like no energy. I'm like,
eat a granola bar. And he's like, I think I'll be fine.
Like I would straight up like almost pass out. I would almost throw up. It was bad.
Yeah.
But I got lean, and so like I'm excited to see like Charlene happier. I don't care about her body or anything changing. I just want her to be happier with the way she sees herself.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Absolutely.
And like I want to see her happy when there's change.
Yeah, and that's what I want. I want change. I want to feel be better, because like I've always gone to the gym. Even like before me and Jim started dating, I'd always go to the gym. I'd go back to the gym like by myself, because I used to go to my cousin, and if she wasn't going, I was like, I'm still going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, and then I started working at the post office. I'm like, oh fuck, walking a shit ton a day.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would get home really tired, so I wouldn't work out or anything. And then I hurt my leg, and ever since then, I feel like I've been, like, really lazy.
Well, it's not your fault. You can only do so, especially, like, the first couple of months, you can only do so much. Yeah, I remember if you listen to the podcast around January, you could tell, like, she could barely even stand up or get out of our chairs, because that's when we were doing video. But now she's gotten a lot better. She's able to walk a little bit and stuff.
Yeah. And but so
she was like, it's not your fault. And then I feel like because of it happening and you're not able to do much, your mood probably, I mean, wasn't the best.
Especially for the first couple of months, I was so sad and like about my leg. I was like, fucking A, I wish I could just walk. I wish I don't have to wear this stupid boot. I wish I could do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Now I still haven't come to terms with it. I'm like, I wish I could have failed my leg. I wish I didn't have to deal with this pain.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm just excited for her.
I'm excited.
Like for me, if I change, I change. I know I've done it before, but I know I could do it again. That's why I'm not focusing on myself.
I want Jaden to have his Heath transformation and you be that happy.
Mm.
Because like Jaden's still a hair person. I'm like, take off your shirt. And he's like, I'm not taking off my shirt.
I like even hesitate to take off my shirt in front of her. Like,
I'm like, I'm your girlfriend. If
like she's in the same room as me and I'm like out of the shower, I wait till she kind of like turns away or something.
Yeah, if he showers and he'll like in the morning before work, he'll come into the room and I'm like opening my eyes. He's like, close them, go back to bed.
Yeah. And yeah, that's why I say like, if I change, that's really good. But if it's not as fast or anything, I'm not going to get bothered because I still work out. I've worked out for a while. I'm still going to try and eat healthier, which I mean, I don't eat the worst, but sweets. I've said it before. Sweets.
My mom just sent us pies and I was like, oh, baby, put this in the freezer. He's like, leave them there. Leave them there on the table. Let me smell them.
No, I won't touch them. Like I tell Charlene all the time, like that's why I ate chicken and green beans all the time. Because when it comes to like being strict on myself, I'm like strict on myself.
But guys, like when he was eating chicken and green beans, Sundays were still his cheat days. And every fucking Sunday, he's like, I'm picking you up and we're having pizza. I'm like, I'm so tired of pizza. Maybe no more pizza.
I wouldn't eat bread at all. Like, not even, like, anything related to bread. No tortillas, no nothing.
Yeah.
And so, like, every weekend, I would just want bread. Like, I would get a pack, like, of the mini donuts from Walmart. Like, they're a package. Like, not the little five with like the five in them. Package. They have like 20 in them.
Yeah.
And I would eat the whole 20 guys, in the morning.
This guy was so pancakes. Fucking bad that when we first moved in together, like, I got one of his donuts. He's like, remind me to buy more. I'm like, hell with you. Have your fucking donut.
I didn't mean it like that, but I would eat the whole donuts, all of them, with plus pancakes and plus all of that. Remember? All at yeah. once, like all at one sitting.
Yeah.
And I would be fine because I was so like depriving myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Charlene. I'm like, you don't want to deprive yourself. Like I did it and it was awful.
Yeah.
You want to do it in a nice way where you don't feel like shit all the time.
Yeah. I used to do keto. I did keto for like 3 months.
The thing with like keto is like, I know like people do it and they lose weight and stuff, but it's the same thing. Like once you go back to eating regular food, you gain it back because your body was so deprived off of it for so long.
Yeah. I think that's like,
that's well, the hard part. Like
I was doing keto and then I got really depressed. I lost a shit ton of weight. And then, you know, I did it like for like, from like September to like January. Mm. And then I gained a bunch of weight.
Mm.
And birth control is another freaking cause. Like, it's so hard to like lose weight while on birth control.
Yeah. That's what I think we talked about it last time too, with birth control.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I just been wanting to change myself too. I've been taking, biotin so I can grow my beard. It's growing. Have you seen right here the patch? I barely noticed today. It's growing.
Oh, no way.
I was missing it.
Yeah.
It's starting to grow hair in there. And, biotin's like the formula for, or the vitamin for hair.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So I've been taking that. I've been taking it since Saturday.
Yeah. Cause like all of a sudden Jaden, like, I don't know what the hell happened, but his hair got thin.
Like, I don't know. Like I like pretty much started balding pretty much.
Yeah, it was like out of nowhere from like May.
Like the back of my head, like where you have your cowlick or whatever people call it.
Yeah.
Like it was getting like almost bald for real. And so I was like, fuck. Like, I stopped using gel in my hair.
And, like, I noticed him, like, BB.
And I would notice, I didn't notice at first, like, that much. But I would see a bunch of hair falling out when I would shower and all that.
Yeah.
And, like, I stopped using my gel and that helped a lot. And I started taking the biotin. And it's, I'm guessing, I don't know if it's because of stress or something, but it's starting to come back, like, nice.
I told him that if you need to get plugged, just let me wax your ass and put those on your,
But I just want to, like, better myself, like do this challenge, like set myself up to something, because I've been feeling like I've been lacking like routine in my life. Like there's been so much chaos going on that I just want something that I'm like, you do this every day, you get it done, and that's it. Like yeah. That's how I like to work my days, like by routine. You do everything the same every day.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start this to do that, and I want to like grow my beard, like change myself up, and I want to like get new clothes, make myself feel better.
Guys, I've been trying to get this dude to get new clothes for like 2 years.
I know.
And every time he's like, no, we could save the money. I'm like, what good is the money saved if something happens to us?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, it's not that good to think like that, Charlene.
But what do you think?
I think it's going to be good. Like, it's day two. So far, I have not cried, wanted to cheat or anything. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm mentally prepared for it so good that it's going to be good. 75 days is like nothing.
And you can see it in her eye that she actually wants it.
Yeah, I do.
And I tell her all the time, I'm like, 21 days, that's all it takes is to build a habit or for something to become normalized in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
All it takes is, because that's like, scientifically, that's how long it takes to build a habit or to learn kind of something new.
And I feel like it's good because like Jaden said, you know, things haven't been going the best lately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have, like, they have and they haven't.
Yeah.
Like, there's just like some personal issues that haven't been going good, you know? Mm-hmm. Life-wise, our jobs are doing good, our house is doing good, our dogs are doing good, we're doing good. But there's, like, just, like, things within us that aren't going good. And, you know, we need that stability to make, for us to feel better, we need that stability.
Yeah.
And I think it's good. I think it's good that we're doing it together as a couple. I think this is what we need to get past certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to brag when I say I've done it before, so I know what it's like and all that. I'm just saying it because I know for myself what to expect.
Yeah.
From it. And I tell Charlene all the time, when I try and give her advice or try and help her out, I tell her, I'm like, don't take it as a lecture. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just want to tell you how it really is.
Jan acts like I've never done it before.
I know, but it's just the way I am. I have to tell you.
I don't know why.
I don't know. It's just my body's say it. Say it.
But yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm excited. It was day two. Going to go on to day three. Mm-hmm. Gotta make my eggs in the morning.
And shout out to my friend Marcos, if you still listen. He did it a couple months ago, and he's had a crazy transformation. So.
I don't know. I didn't know he had did it. And then Jane was, I was telling Jane, I was I want to do the 75 hard. And he was you know who? He was Marcos did it. And he was I was oh, no way. He was yeah, go back on his Instagram, and then you'll see it. And so I went back on his Instagram, and he did it. He was he read 10 books or something like that. That was pretty cool.
He looked crazy. So congratulations to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're excited. Not really anything else is going on other than that stuff. The social media thing, me getting off of it and the challenge.
Yeah, James is gonna delete his Facebook.
No, I probably won't delete it, but I told Charlene, I was yeah, you're going to have to tell me everything. If we run out of water, you're going to have to tell me because I won't find out.
But I just get on social media and I don't look for negativity. I just try to find funny stuff.
And I think that's opposite with me. When I get on social media, I see all the negative stuff. So I look for negative things.
I don't.
And I think that's why I see more, I've witnessed more negative people in my life and stuff. Cause I've said before, if you put it out there, it's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
So it makes me do that.
Yeah. But no, I think it's a cleanse that you need. Mm. We all need.
That goes into the part two of just wanting to change up myself.
Yeah.
And how I am and how I think.
That's good. You should do that. Mm. You should want to do that for yourself. I it.
Me too. But I do have a Reddit that I've had for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And we didn't do it last podcast because we got into the conversation and we didn't happen to get to it. Okay. But I do have a Reddit for this week. Did you want me to get to it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Reddit time. We have one Reddit and this one says, am I the asshole for getting creeped out by my mom and refusing to do an artwork for her? I work, but I do not suitable for work art, which is pretty much either nude art or stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So she does that as a side thing. I do artworks of cartoons, politicians, and people even pay me to do non-suitable for work artworks of them. I don't post them online. I just post the dirty cartoons online and my account is private. I do commissions too. I was surprised when I got asked to do an artwork of my stepdad. My mom called me to ask if I could do a dirty artwork of her and my stepdad. I was obviously freaked out and disgusted by this. I have no problems with my mom wanting a dirty artwork done, but why from her own daughter? Who asked their child to do a dirty artwork of them? This is so uncomfortable, and the sight of my parents and step parents naked is enough to make me uncomfortable. No normal person wants to see their parents naked, let alone do dirty art of them. So obviously I would decline, which is what I did. And I explained I do not feel comfortable doing dirty artworks of my parents or step parents. My mom blew up on me on a message saying that it doesn't matter who does it. I am getting paid either way and that I should have done it since I needed the money. I responded that there are other ways to help and just anything but this. And I explained again why it made me uncomfortable. My mother accused me of being ashamed and discriminating against her and saying I shouldn't be doing dirty art if I'm so uncomfortable doing it, despite me not being uncomfortable with dirty stuff, just being uncomfortable seeing naked relatives before leaving me on scene.
Yeah.
I think I might have taken it too far and should have just accepted the offer instead of getting into drama. Am I the asshole? Edit. Just in case you're wondering, I don't live with my parents. Nothing happened. I just wanted my own space and to become independent. So I live with my older cousin in a flat and pay rent until I can get up and get my own place. What do you think? Would you say in some situation you did artwork like that, would you accept the offer to, I guess you would have to stare at them naked to draw them. If it was like Jack in Titanic where she's like, pay me like one of your French girls. Was it French girls?
No, it was. Oh my God.
Rose. Yeah, but she says that.
It was.
But would you do that?
If it was just my mom, yeah, of course I would paint her. Yeah. If it was my dad.
Or both of them,
I couldn't do it.
I think that's weird. Like, why couldn't the parents go find somebody else to do it?
Yeah,
that's,
like a
why
stranger.
Would you ask your own daughter then? That's even weird. Like,
I don't know. You're a guy. Let's say your mom came to you and was like, can you paint me in the nude?
That's weird. I wouldn't do it.
I couldn't. If I was a guy, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Me and Jay had a conversation the other day. Well, this is a whole different conversation compared to this. But we were talking about the swinger parties, and there was a brother and a sister. They're swingers. They're not together, obviously, because they're brother and sister. But they swing, and they were at the same swinger party. And they were both nude, and the brother and the sister, like, they were just walking around naked, like, seeing each other. I'm like, okay, that's weird. That's weird, because, like, that's your brother and your sister being at the same swinger party.
Like, I know there's more than likely people that are relatives, like siblings, that can look at each other naked, but I feel like it's more common if it's two girls.
And the same sex.
Even if it's two guys, I don't think two brothers don't look at each other naked. I don't think. If they do, but I don't think it's as common as two girls. Because I think two girls just feel more comfortable doing it. Guys, I don't think so.
I think so. Yeah, they're your sibling. They're not going to be like.
I think with guys, it's a lot different than girls. The guys like to keep it more private and not show.
That's a lie.
It's different because, like, talking about it, yeah, they're not so private, but showing each other, no.
No, baby. I think that's a you thing. I've seen, like, a lot of guys are so open with showing their peepee that it's just so natural for them.
Well, then, I don't know. But I think I've seen it with the girls, and that's it, but a guy and a girl, I don't think that's, I don't know. Could you say the same thing?
A guy and a girl? No. Yeah. Because they're your brother and your sister. If I had a brother, I could not feel comfortable like being naked in front of them.
But why? Because they're siblings. You just said if they're siblings, they could.
Yeah, fine. But it's the same sex sibling.
But then there's probably people that look at it the same way. Is like they're
siblings. There probably is some people that look at it the same way. They're like that brother and the sister. They're probably like, oh, that's my sister, whatever. I've seen her boobs like 1,000 times. I walked in on her dressing like 1,000 times. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
She's my sister. But if I were in that situation, I couldn't feel comfortable.
I don't think two guys are comfortable with two brothers. You can't go based off movies.
I'm not going off based off movies.
What two brothers do you know that actually do that?
That, like,
in real life. That, like, are comfortable seeing each other without clothes on. Like, not by in a weird sexual way, just like getting dressed in front of each other.
Oh, no, they're just, I have, like, where guys are like, oh, yeah, you know, it's my brother. They change in front of each other all the time. You're not going to sit there and stare at them change.
Yeah.
But you're going to be comfortable if they change in the same room as you.
But you don't even look at each other. It's the same thing. Like, girls could change right in front of each other while, like, looking at them. Guys, you can change in the same room, but you're looking at two separate ways.
If me and my sister are changing in the same room, I'm not going to sit there and stare.
Yeah, you're not staring. Because obviously,
I'm not going to glance at her either.
But it's the same thing. Like, you guys aren't, like, hiding. Guys will change, but we're still, like, hurrying or hiding or something.
You're telling me guys don't walk around naked?
Not with their brother around.
I don't know.
No, that doesn't happen. when I was in PE in middle school, we would get changed in the same room, but everybody would like hurry the hell up and do it because we weren't.
Did you guys shower in the showers?
We never showered, none of us, because that's like we weren't comfortable enough to do
I
that.
I had a friend. Oh my god, I don't know if I remember who it was, but I'm pretty sure they showered in like the shower after like PE, and like they came up, like one of my friends came up to me and they're like, "So and so showered." Like, they actually showered. I'm like, what? Like, I was like, what'd you guys do? Because I never had to take PE. I was like, what'd you guys do that you guys had to shower? And she was like, we didn't do much. You just showered in the shower. Like, right after PE. And I was like,
Yeah, I guess if you
want I never thought people actually showered in the showers after PE.
Yeah.
But she did. It was like mind-boggling. I'm like, no fucking way. People
like
do
the
that.
Movies. I feel like it was more popular back in the day to shower at school.
Yeah.
Like after PE, and they used to even do it after like football practice and baseball practice. They would be like, oh, go shower.
They're like,
hit the showers. why do you think like there's showers at the school even?
Yeah.
It means at some point they were doing it.
Yeah.
It was probably like a normal thing.
There were showers in middle school, huh? Mm-hmm.
The middle school bathroom.
There were some in the high school too.
But the middle school, the high school ones were weird because like, it was just like a shower and you all just kind of like circle around it.
It was like
different shower heads. But there's no privacy.
Like in a circle.
The middle school ones at least were like separate doors, like separate like stalls pretty much, like with curtains. But
damn, it's been so long. I don't even remember the middle school ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's how the ones were in the guy bathroom. I don't know if they're different in the girls. But the high school ones were weird. Like imagine showering with your friends like that. Like all
I did
circle.
Think that the high school showers were really weird.
That's weird. I remember that's where we did like our makeup for
but
the Glow in the Dark show.
Mean, like, I think it was like more common back then. Like it's okay. Some people are just okay with being naked around other people.
Yeah. But that's like a minority of people. It's not the majority. I guarantee if you ask a group of 100 people, I guarantee you 85% of them aren't going to be comfortable walking around naked around people.
I guess so.
A group of them probably will be, or a couple of them, but I guarantee you the majority probably aren't. Charlene just doesn't like when I say something smart.
Okay.
But what else?
What else?
Oh, about the lady. Yeah, that's weird. It's good that you declined the request. I wouldn't have done it either way.
I wouldn't have done it. If it was just my mom, I could have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom and my dad, no. There's no way.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So I think we covered a lot of weird topics today. A lot of jumping around, got a lot of stuff off our chest that's been going on lately. Turned 21 years old. It felt cool to get my ID, actually. Like, it's going to be weird because I've told Charlene for years that the first thing I want to do when I get my ID is go to Chili's and get some food and order a margarita from there. Okay. I don't know why. Like, Charlene would get him from Chili's and they look good.
They are good.
But even though I don't drink much, but like for years I've told her that when I get my ID, when I turn 21, I want to go get a margarita from Chili's. I don't know why from Chili's, but
I want you to feel like you can enjoy a drink without.
Yeah, but that's what I like. Like, I'm not going to drink to get drunk. I just want to drink to enjoy the drink. That's it. Because the ones from Chili's look pretty good.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it's Chili's, but the margaritas look pretty good.
Their fucking margaritas are
or
good.
Or whatever they're called. Yeah. Well, we will do a drunk podcast soon.
We have to wait
after the 75 days. So expect it sometime
October
or November, if that adds up right.
Ugh,
but we will be doing one soon.
Yeah.
But all right, guys, I'll let you go. Sorry for rambling on. Thank you for listening to this week's episode, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.